Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life.
Hello. So this week I want to talk to you about change, because change is something that quite often we resist. It's something that we do need in life, because, and I'll put a link to Tony Robbins's Six Human Needs, but for the purpose of this particular video, I'm just going to mention two of them. So one of them is a need for consistency, and the other is a need for variety. Now, consistency is knowing that you're going to get up tomorrow morning and have everything you need to survive. You know, it's doing the same thing day after day. And variety, of course, is all about change. It's about doing something different, experiencing something different. And that is change. And that helps us to grow. It helps us to evolve as humans. Without change, we would do the same thing every day for the rest of our lives. And if anyone's ever been like that or done that, it can be quite incredibly boring. Boring to the point that it could cause you to do something drastic, like have a midlife crisis, which some people do, just to experience change and growth. Now, that's kind of a bit of a simplification of what I'm talking about, because quite often change is forced upon us. It happens because we don't really want to change. It happens because it's life, and life just generally does change. Things happen in life. It could be a relationship change, it could be a job change, a company change, it could be a change in your friendship circles, it could be a change of where you're living, change of country, it could be any kind of change. Sometimes when these changes, big changes happen, we can feel a lot of resistance to it. We can feel that we were happy with our lives the way they were, and we don't want to step into it. And I want to explain a little bit why that is. The reason for that is that our subconscious is very happy with life as it is. And the reason for that is that it has used all of its previous data, everything that you've ever experienced, and it's come up with ways to ensure your survival, because that is the purpose of the subconscious, to ensure your survival. In your current situation, it knows that you are surviving. It knows that because you're alive. If you weren't alive, you wouldn't be listening to this. So it thinks it's doing a really good job. However, if you do something that you've never done before, if something changes, especially if it's something you consider to be a big thing, your subconscious has no idea, has no data to ensure you that that would be safe, that you will survive. It doesn't know that you will survive. Even if when you consciously think about it, you realize that of course you're going to survive. Your subconscious isn't as convinced because it doesn't have any data to prove that that is the truth. So what it does is it creates thoughts of doubt, of uncertainty. It might make you feel a lack of esteem, might make you think that you can't do it, that you won't be good enough. It might make you feel that whatever's going to happen is dangerous. It might make you feel fearful or anxious. And the way that the subconscious works is, first of all, you'll have thoughts that then perpetuate feelings. And these feelings will then drive you to take certain actions. Those actions might be getting grumpy with people. It might be sabotaging the change. It might be resisting the change. It could make you just run away from it all and just decide not to do it and go and find somewhere else that is much more stable and the same as what you're used to. Now, the reason I'm sharing this is that when you know that this is how we all react to large change, you will see it for what it is. Because when you're aware of something, you can no longer do it unconsciously. And when you're aware of it, you can accept it and choose to do something in spite of your automated reactions. And that's when you can see that change is something that your subconscious is reacting to. You can acknowledge and notice that your thoughts and feelings and actions are resistant to that change. But when you realize that it's coming because your subconscious doesn't have data about your survival, you can look at it and say, okay, well, what is the likelihood that I'm going to pop off because of this change? 90% of the time, you'll most likely realise that that's highly unlikely to happen. And therefore, everything that you're thinking, feeling, and wanting to act on is not really the truth of the situation. And when that happens, you can then choose how you actually want to act. You can look at how this change could positively affect your life and make decisions based on that. And it suddenly opens up a space where you have choice. Choice about how you interact with this change rather than react to the change. So anyway, that's my little thought bite for today. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope it makes you more aware of your reactions to change in the future. And I hope it gives you more possibilities of how to play in that space and to create things that really support you in your life, rather than reacting and causing disturbance and most likely negativity in your life. Have a fabulous week with lots of love from me. Bye-bye.